Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
From the 78th Venice Film Festival, I'm Ilaria Gomarasca, and I have the pleasure to be here today with Monica Stan and George Cipper Lillemark, directors of Immaculate, presented at Giornate degli Autori in Venice. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That's great. Monica, let's start with you. This is your first feature film. It's in Venice. Congratulations, first of all. And so in Immaculate, we follow Daria, who enters in a rehab and has to face a universe of males, all this a male universe that is very complicated for her to face. And now she's in the spotlight in this new situation. First of all, I wanted to know what was the inspiration point of this story.
So the starting point was back when I didn't even think I would make a film. It was around the same age as Daria, 18 years old, and through a series of circumstances I ended up in rehab for heroin addiction. And it was just like in the film, there was mostly a male population inside, and I was also the youngest person. So there was an imbalance in power relation, let's say. And it was a very powerful experience because, I was very young and inexperienced, so I had to learn certain mechanisms to deal with what was going on inside. But also I had to learn my own responsibility in the process, because it's not all bad. You know, you are showered with a lot of attention. And if you are a very insecure teenager, as I was, in my regular school environment, I was just another girl. Whereas there inside, because I was coming from a middle class family and a good family, what they call a good family, I was like this prize to win, like this trophy, you know? And so you get this boost of this ego boost initially, but then as you start getting seduced by it, you start to see the price that you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of this situation that started it all. It was very powerful psychologically for me, and it stayed with me for many years until I finally said, okay, I can make a film about it, and because I find it very important.
Yeah, you found your way to tell your own story, so you are also a screenwriter for the film, not only director, but you choose to be accompanied by George in the for directing the film, maybe because you wanted to someone to have more distance to the story. So tell us how this collaboration came up.
Yes, so George was very good. He completed me basically in all possible ways, because he had a distance from the story, but he was empathizing with the story, which is something I didn't find. I worked with other people before, and I couldn't find this in others. And besides this, this was my first film, whereas he made previous films, so he also completed me in this way with his experience, and he taught me a lot in the process of the film. Many things were very new for me, and so it was a very good working process for us. It gave me the confidence that we can do this, we can do this together. And it from our small team of two, it created like a ripple effect in the whole team, that the whole team had a very good ambience and everyone was working for the same goal. But George should... he's of a different opinion.
No. I think for me was actually quite similar. I know it sounds strange, but it was similar in a way that somehow you think you know something and you know how things should be done. But then Monica came with a lot of freshness and a lot of will to go against how things are done in a way. And that gave me like, that made it also like in a way also visually and like an approach to be somehow the opportunity to be very free, like one of the most free films that I worked for. So sometimes you think you know something, maybe more than other person because you had those experience, but then actually by walking together in this thing, you rediscover things from. So I would say it was equally a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. I have another question. So you shoot in several weeks and you had a lot of material or shooting in this rehab center. So I was wondering how was the editing, how much time did it take, and etc.
You shouldn't have asked this question. I'm joking. The editing, so basically the whole film, since we said we're going to shoot it in this formula, we're going to do it, and it was clear it was going to be made, it went very fast. From casting to shoot to all the pre-production steps and shooting. And I was, and both of us, we were very much doing. And then when it all stopped and the editing started, I suddenly had the feeling of relaxation and that I can take my time and do whatever I need with the material, and we can think about it and work on it and not be pressured by any deadline. And so the editing took a lot of time because we were searching for stuff. There was a lot of material that we cut out because the script was very long from the beginning. And in the script phase, I was not able to see what could fall off, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I could see, but I was not sure. So if I was not sure, I would keep it all the time. And then in the editing, it was a process of... It was a very complex process because also we shot with two cameras, with a lot of characters. They were mostly close shots. So it's a very complex editing. We don't have, like, single shots and... you know, you have very complex kind of scenes, so it was super long, and also I'm very slow, so generally speaking, so it took long time, but I'm happy that we stopped at the right moment when I felt, and you also felt, I hope, that it's okay.
It's good because but the achievement is here. It's screening at Venice Giornata degli Autori. So you managed to finish it on time. So congratulations to both of you, Monica and George, and best of luck to Immaculate here in Venice and in the upcoming events festivals.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming at the Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.